Split Ends is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What up, Splitches? How we doing? Welcome to the Split Ends podcast. I'm Colleen Wolf with Erica Tamposi. And here we are with some post-Thanksgiving fallout, a little pre-workout for week 13. I'm feeling like I would like to work out just maybe metaphorically. Yeah. I'm going to start there before I go into like physically working out. But we're going to get you into week 13 here with some news, some fun storylines. We're going to do a little headline check. We also have a special guest on today's episode.
So excited about this.
We don't know his name or her name. I mean, it could
actually
be her.
We don't even know.
So we're going to find out in real time. Stick with us. Also, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because I didn't really give you any context to who the special guest is.
Well, we don't really know, actually, but just stick around.
This person is somewhat of a folk hero right now. Well, their coin is. It's the keeper of the coin, everybody. So if you are dialed in at all on Raiders subreddit, this person is a perfect right now 11 for 11 on their Raiders picks all season long. Their name is Pong is Lame. That's all we know.
Okay.
So we do kind of know their name. Pong is Lame.
I guess I can ask them this when we get there, but in the Northeast, or maybe it's just a New Hampshire thing, we call Pong...
Oh, I know. What is it? Beirut? Root.
Yeah, Beirut. Or we call it Root.
Beirut is like... it's a city, right? Beirut?
It is.
It's
a
in
city,
Lebanon,
but it's also,
right?
It's also a game. It is also a game. But a lot of people... Splitties, let us know if you call it Pong or Root.
actually, yeah, because it is Pong.
Let's Pong, you play with a paddle. So if you actually look up beer pong, ping pong, pong, the correct term, and I mean, I don't want to get scientific here. This is not a science show, but...
All of you massholes and your Beirut, get out of here. I can't believe that you're not drinking a Surge this morning.
Oh, my God. So listen, Surge, if you're out there, we're looking for sponsors here on the Split Ends pod. White Claw has this drink called Surge, okay? And I think it's like 8.5% alcohol versus like the normal 4%. So the night before Thanksgiving, it's the biggest drinking holiday of the year. Colleen, you and I decided to get a group together and go down to this bar at the beach.
Out on the town.
Out on the town, which was great. And so I decided, I'm like, oh, White Claw Surge. I'm going to drink maybe six of them.
Every time I turned around, you had a different Surge flavor in your hand and you were doing some type of like Surge infomercial type thing.
Okay, so, but you have to give me a little credit. I was on fire.
Okay.
Night.
Yeah, I will let you talk about one other bit from that night. It could either be it could be more of Surge, it could be the jukebox, or it could be Back to You, Jim. But only one bit. That's
only
it.
One.
We only have time for one of
your bits. I think I gotta do the jukebox. And I think you gotta give me credit too, because I waited until the bar was absolutely packed. The doors were open, you know, we're at the beach, the air's flowing through. I waited till the bar is absolutely packed.
When the bar was absolutely packed.
And I go to the jukebox.
Gotta
and
get
this
out
is,
of here.
This is a classic Ricky Hollywood. And not only did I put this on the jukebox, but I talked about doing it for about 3 hours before I actually did. So everyone knew it was coming.
We were all so lucky.
I waited until the bar was absolutely packed.
Yep, got
and
that.
I paid the jukebox to skip all the songs that were in the queue, and I put on Marilyn Manson in this packed bar.
That's
so funny. That's objectively
funny. Pull
back
the curtain a little bit, too, in our little show document where we put some bullet points. Erica complimented her own bit in there, and she wanted me to say this was one of your better bits.
It is.
So it was a good bit. I don't know if I even stayed long enough to hear, like, for it to be paid off. I don't think I heard Marilyn Manson.
Oh, my God.
In the bar.
I did. And everyone was like, what the is this? They were so mad. It was amazing.
Mark Sessler from the Around the NFL podcast, he used to play It's Raining Men all the time, but he would play it from his house at the bar that was nearby. So just over on repeat over and over and over again, which I love. That's a good bit too. So it was a good showing on Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of people came out, really good time.
Very fun.
A nice time in Thanksgiving in general. I lit a kitchen towel on fire and also
you?
My finger.
No.
So that's,
you hurt your finger?
That's fun.
Which one?
the most accident prone person ever. And I didn't really realize this until it was pointed out to me after I broke my finger.
When you lost six of your fingers?
Basically.
I didn't realize until I lost 15 of my fingers.
Dan Hansen said my hands are going to look like a prize fighter in a little bit. Like I'm Bernard Hopkins soon. We don't really use pot holders at the house, but lesson learned, don't pick up something. I was trying to make green bean casserole and I picked up the green beans that were done being boiled and I had the kitchen towel, I guess, like got in the flame.
Okay.
And I was bringing the bowl over to the sink and I was thinking to myself, wow, the steam, it's already like really hurting my finger and I haven't even poured the water out yet. And then I looked down and there was a flame.
Yeah.
So I'm working through some injuries right now. It looks really great.
Another finger down.
I know. I mean, seriously, this is a problem. Also, I put up my Christmas tree.
I did too.
And for the first time in a while, we got a fake tree. And I know that that's like so blunt. Fake tree.
So LA.
But in LA, like all of the trees are shipped from the East Coast. So they all die so quickly. And we get a lot of sunshine in the back of our house. So last year we got this gigantic tree and it was dead within 2 days. And we put the big like sea bulbs on them that are major fire hazards. So then it was like for 2 months, I was wondering whether or not I was going to light the house on fire when I put the Christmas tree up.
Do the dogs like it?
They do, but I'm allergic to it. So it's artificial. I'm allergic to it.
Okay. Can I? Yeah. This is perfect timing because this was Saturday night you did this?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen.
How did
you do that? Because watch. This is so hilarious. So Friday, I had a friend come in from Arizona. Christy, you met her.
Yeah.
She's one of my good friends. So we were here and she decided to drive back to Arizona on Saturday day. So we're like, do we go out for the night before? I saw Sarah Silverman and went to see her show, which I was super excited about. Had a great weekend. And then Jet and I were like, oh, we're kind of tired. Like, let's put up the fake tree. We went to Trader Joe's, bought a ton of stuff to make a charcuterie board.
Whoa.
And I posted it all on Instagram. And then I look at your Instagram story and you and John have a cheese board and are putting up your tree. And me and Jet are like, what the hell? Like, you literally stole my entire Instagram story.
No, I think a lot of people will do that.
Or do you think they thought that we were like maybe doing it the four of us together, like texting?
I don't think anyone thought that, but maybe they should have.
Because we were texting the whole time.
It's the holiday season. I think a lot of people were doing it. And I'm glad that we're vibing. I think that's what the kids say. We are vibing. We're on the same page.
Yeah, they said that 5 years ago, for sure.
Anyway, I don't even recognize Erica today. Her hair is curled. She has a lot of makeup on.
I do.
She looks stunning. I was like, who is this queen walking down the hallway? And I was like, it's Erica?
That's me.
She's got a cape on. It's amazing. All right, so.
Yeah, shout out to our makeup team and hair team. They put me in the old electric chair this morning and did me up. I couldn't have you stealing the show all the time.
I rolled up in a sweatshirt.
Same with me. And our producer, Aaron, all the way from New York, was like, Erica, I like your big blocky sweater today. I'm like, oh, thanks, Aaron. It's exactly what I want to hear before I go on air.
Just shots fired at Aaron.
No. I mean like a big, blocky, oversized. Like I like a fashionable, oversized sweater.
Keep digging.
That wasn't,
Keep
no, it wasn't like a dig at you.
Dig it.
No, I think an oversized, that's a compliment. Oversized sweaters look nice. I'm very for oversized sweaters in the winter. An anti mac and cheese. Thanks for
that. Oh, get out of here.
All right, boom.
Get out.
Mute his mic. You mute your mic then. You do that. Anyway, guys, I am boosted. Finally got my booster shot. So my shoulder, it is lit right now. I'm going to just like lean into like old phrases. All right. Just in time for our Thursday expose in New Orleans. Get excited, everybody. We got Cowboy Saints. Let's talk a little ball, shall we?
So, two buddies talking ball.
Both teams taking the L on Thanksgiving. Yikes. The Saints were blown out of their own building. That was ugly. A ton of Cowboys have popped positive for COVID. Head coach Mike McCarthy, he's out. He's doing everything virtually this week. DC Danny Quinn filling in on site. So he's coming down from the booth. He'll be on the sidelines. Right tackle Terrence Steele is out. The last I heard, Jane Slater said, I think 13 players and or coaching staff were out for this game with COVID. So you have multiple assistant coaches out on the O-line, strength and conditioning. The good news, though, well, maybe the good news. We're tracking Amari Cooper. We thought he might be back. He missed two games on the COVID list, but he does have ongoing symptoms, so he might not be back. He's just been kicking it for 10 days beyond the potential symptoms that are lingering. Not sure how his conditioning will be as well.
And Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said the team expects Zeke to have a serious load against New Orleans, so he's back at practice and no rest for Zeke.
Well, they just haven't run the ball well at all. This has been Zeke's worst four-game stretch of his career. Obviously, he's not 100% right, but they need him to be, and they need to get this run game going. CeeDee Lamb, he will be back, though. He was listed as a full participant at practice, but it's been a rough December, November. It's been a rough
Whatever
November
it is. It's been
for
a rough
Dallas.
Year for a lot of people.
They lost three of four after starting 6-1, so they haven't been able to run the ball well, blah, blah, blah. The Saints, they're also on a terrible four-game stretch. Ugh. They haven't won since Halloween. It looks like Taysom Hill is going to start at quarterback. Ian reported that he was taking those first team reps, but he also is dealing with a foot injury right now. Injuries just in general have crushed this team. The offense is completely flatlined. They might have Alvin Kamara back, which would be huge news for them, and he's missed the last three. This game looked a lot better a couple weeks ago, but it's still good, and I am so excited to go to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I think this game could have been like a huge banger, but now the most important thing is what are you gonna eat? Because New Orleans has the best food.
I've never been.
Oh.
So that's all everyone keeps telling me is the food is great. The beignets, you got to get that. Café du Monde, is that what the...
Sounds right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's the big place for beignets. And then...
Do you want me to call Greg Rosenthal right now on speaker him your favorite, the food you should get?
Greg Rosenthal from Around the NFL podcast. He loves New Orleans.
Went to college there.
Tulane. So maybe. Splitties, let us know. If you have any recommendations, our buddy Jason Kleiman was just talking about some deli that has incredible food, muffaletta.
You got that right.
Muffaletta. My Philly accent.
I've never been either. I was really excited to hear that you could go, and I was actually kind of, you know, once again trying to get myself there, and they were like, you know, maybe next time, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I wish I could be in your backpack for this game.
I can try and pack you. There was a guy.
I don't know if I could fit with my oversized sweater.
Did you see the dude, the news story about the guy who hid in the landing gear compartment to, I forget where the flight was coming from, but he made it, obviously. He was alive, but maybe you can stow away in the landing gear.
I think that'd be a great idea.
And if you have your cape, I mean, you'll definitely make it.
Yeah, if anything, I'd just roll out and tuck and fly. Come on down.
It's also Joe Thomas's birthday this weekend.
Oh.
So he's bringing a boatload of friends to New Orleans. So we're going to
have a
birthday dinner. Oh, my God.
So you guys are
going to
have so much fun.
Jane Slater is the reporter for the game. So
wow.
She's there. I'm probably not returning.
Okay.
So, it's just going to be a split end.
Splitties. Let us know who you want the new co-host to be.
Let's hit a quick headline check. There's so many good things happening this week. There's a lot of funny stuff. We're going to do it hot or not style.
I love that we do that.
You know, me too. Here we go. Vita Vea, he had his tooth knocked out mid-game, and Bruce Arians says, I don't care. He has 30 others.
That's hot, funny, but adults have 32 teeth, so where's Vita's other one?
Wow, one for every team in the NFL. How about that?
Rams are now 0-3 since Von Miller said he woke up on a 7-1 team.
This is the opposite of hot. The Rams, they got to get it together, and they got to get it together fast. How about this one? When a Michigan high school basketball team put the wrong number in the group text, Sean Murphy Bunting from the Bucks entered the chat, and then he FaceTimed the group and introduced the kids to Gronk, Fournette, and Tom Brady himself.
That is so hot. I would absolutely die. I would die. Okay, Pong is lame. The coin is undefeated. Raiders won again on Turkey Day, so the coin picked it correctly.
That coin is so hot right now. I cannot wait to find out who's behind that coin. How about this? Devontae Adams denying OBJ a jersey swap after the game, telling him, go get a Cooper Kupp jersey since that's who he wants to be with.
Okay, that's hot, and it made me laugh out loud. When I saw that, I was like, yes, Petty is alive and well. Colleen, the new Sex and the City reboot, and Just Like That debuts this week. Hot or not?
Not. How are you just going to write out Samantha like that?
Agree.
Absolutely not. No way. Okay, Erica, Aaron Rodgers lifting his toes up on a Zoom to show off his non-COVID toe. As if we asked for his bare ass feet on the screen. I know this is an old story at this point, but it still grosses me out.
Oh, it was disgusting. And I'm surprised like WikiFeet wasn't all over that. You know what I mean? People pay for that.
I know
they do. You can't just be offering up the feet.
Let's not talk about that. I don't want to promote that. By the way,
yes,
Davante Adams, you know, we talked about him denying OBJ the jersey, but can we just talk about how I loved when he accidentally knocked over, I found out it was the team doctor on the sideline, and not only did he check to make sure that he was okay, he put his hat back on because he knocked
his
hat off.
I saw that.
Can I just tell you, it is seriously on my radar when guys knock over people on the sidelines, when players do. And I get it. You're in the middle of a game. You're in the zone. But like, not even to turn around and
be like,
to
yo,
look
you
like,
good?
Hey, is this person okay? This human being that I just like slammed into, are they okay? And especially if it's like an older gentleman or an older woman, like, oh my God, my heart. So that was really, really cute, Tay. Also, have you ever chipped a tooth, by the way?
Like, never.
Beta Vea
that
story?
Is literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That is my teeth are my number one thing. You know, when you're like looking at someone walking down a hallway, like, what do you look at first? Man, woman, anything? Mine are teeth. Jet, she always looks at eyebrows for some reason.
Really?
That's what she notices. Mine are teeth. I am such a teeth fanatic. And the thought of like chipping my tooth would legitimately send me into a tailspin. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessive about my teeth.
You do have great teeth.
More than great, Colleen.
Jesus. You're a monster. Okay, shall
you have
we?
Great teeth, by the way, buddy.
Oh my God, thank you.
Trust me, I would not be doing this podcast with you if your teeth were bad.
Honestly, I've had that dream, a nightmare, where I've chipped a tooth and I've had to do a show.
Oh, did you see?
With a chipped tooth, like a chipped front tooth. Can you imagine?
You would have had to call out.
No,
or,
I know.
Yeah. Or you ride with it. You rock and roll. You know what I mean?
I don't think I could lean into that.
But
that
also
might be
the
a bridge
nerve,
too far.
Like the feeling of that too. Like forget the pain. But did you see Vita Vea's Instagram story? He was reposting stuff, like memes of himself. And he was tagging like at Colgate, like need a new sponsor. Like he was totally leaning into it. And I loved every second of it.
That Vita Vea. Well, we're happy to see that he's smiling. And hopefully that tooth is going to be A-okay. From teeth to coins. I don't know.
Perfect segue.
There's no real segue. There. I was trying to think of one real quick. The old brain, it's not fired up yet.
What if your teeth were coins? Splitties, let us know how that'd make you feel.
We're going to flip some coming up. So we've been tracking this story for, let me check my notes here, about 2 weeks. Mm. We're a little late to the party, but once we got there, holy smokes, we needed to do a full-on investigation. This person has a very special gift. By using the magic of the coin, they've correctly predicted the Raiders' entire win-loss record so far this season. 11 straight picks correct. I am so excited for this special guest. So if you follow football or you're on Reddit, or maybe you aren't, but you're a huge Splitty for Life fan, you've heard his name before or her name. We
Who
don't know.
We don't know.
The only thing we know is that this person's Reddit name is Pong is Lame. And this person joins the show today. We have no idea who they are. Let's bring them in. We are thrilled. Who is it?
Who is Pong?
Reveal yourself, unless you want to remain anonymous.
No, no, no.
Like
we need
thing.
To know.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, it is a man.
So it is a man. All right. Wasn't sure. I thought maybe it could be a lady. So first things first, I want to make sure that you're comfortable revealing your name. And if you are, who are you?
Sure. I'll go right ahead. So my name's Evan, and I'll give myself a little bit of context. So I'm a Raiders fan, one of the few Raiders fans from Central New York.
Oh.
So I'm actually based on the East Coast.
Whoa. All right. So you're closer to the Bills, right? Like, are you surrounded by Bills fans?
So I'm kind of in the part of New York. So I'm from like near Syracuse. So, you know, Syracuse sports is like the real big thing. I'm pretty equally surrounded by, you got Bills fans, you got Giants fans, Jets fans, even Patriots fans. So there's people like a lot of different teams. So there's no one big following where I'm from,
okay.
I would say.
So okay. Evan, do you want us to call you Evan or do you want us to call you Pong?
Whatever you feel more comfortable with. I'll respond to either.
Okay.
Well, Pong. Let's start why you came up with that Reddit name. Like, what do you think Pong is? Are you talking beer pong? What are we talking here?
Wait a second, because there's a couple different Pongs that this could be. It could be beer pong. It could be ping pong. It could be Pong the game, which is like the OG Atari. Mm. So which Pong is lame? Because if it's beer pong, I'm going to be kind of upset.
The original name came up just because, I mean, where I went to college, beer pong was pretty big. But when I first started there, like just going in, I was a, you know, young, impressionable freshman, wanted to study hard and be a good influence towards other people maybe. And that's where the Reddit name came up. And then since that point, when I started playing it a little bit more, that opinion changed.
Okay.
The opinion changed, the Reddit name did not.
Okay. Oh, a redemption story.
Okay. Wow. So Pong, how did this all start with the coin? Like, you're famous now.
Yeah. It's famous, I guess you could say. It really started, it was before the football season started. And I guess the one thing that I was really curious about was I was starting to read about what people were saying about the betting odds for these games and like what teams would be expected to win. I mean, so I thought to myself, okay, so why don't I actually see if I can simulate like how exactly this season would go? Because I mean, at the beginning of a football season, everybody thinks, oh, my team's going to do great. Or if they're, I don't know, if you're a Jaguars fan, you would say like, oh, my team's going to shock the world or something.
Yeah,
or something
right.
Jag
like that.
Shade. I love it.
So I mean, I just thought to myself, okay, so what could feasibly happen? And so, when I had these betting odds, I would think like I was able to find something that would turn those betting odds into like win percentages. So then what I would do is I would flip a coin based on those winning percentages. So it wasn't just 50-50. I mean, you would think about, okay, so if the first game of the season, for example, was the Bills versus the Jets. I mean, that would be a really high percentage of the Bills winning. So that coin, instead of being 50-50, would be like probably 65-35.
Okay. And how do you weight this coin? Do you flip it a certain amount of times?
I forget the name of the website that I use, but there is a website where you can put heads has a 60% odds to happen and tails has a 40% odds. And then whichever side of the coin it lands on, then that's the result you get.
Oh my God, that's so cool. So are you using this coin for other things in your life, like other life decisions?
I haven't gotten to that point in my life yet.
All right, well, you're about to.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of questions for you. I'm not sure how familiar you are with Thursday Night Football, but to my left here, I've got Colleen Wolf, who is the queen of TNF, and she is going to be at Thursday Night Football at Saints. The Cowboys will be there. You know, we talked about this earlier. Colleen is also a diehard Eagles fan, so you have to add this percentage to the coin as well, that she wants the Cowboys to lose deep down. So just
Erica
take that
said
into
this,
your notes.
Not me.
Right.
I am unbiased,
of
everybody.
Of course. But her Eagles fandom, you know, in the division, we probably have to put that percentage on the coin.
Cowboys, Saints. Who you got?
Cowboys,
who's
Saints?
The coin have? Yeah.
So looking at my results from the beginning of the season, this game will be a Cowboys victory.
Oh, all right. So Michael Irvin will be very happy, I'm sure, as we will have a Cowboy up on the desk with us. Now, we already know that the coin picked the Raiders to beat Washington, but I know that you're a huge Raiders fan. It's also worth noting in this game coming up that two ends are week to week. So tight end Darren Waller and defensive end Carl Nassib, they're week to week, not on ruled out for Sunday. They still could play. So I'm going to have you flip a coin about the Raiders specifically. Will they make the playoffs?
Ooh.
So here's what I'll say about that. So, and I have the spreadsheet in front of me for everything that I've done before the beginning of the season. So I flipped the coin for every before the season started.
How long did that take?
I started off doing things a little bit manually, but then, I mean, there's some Excel formulas that you can work the magic with.
What is your day job, Evan? What are you, like a mathematician? Like what is your story real quick?
Do you code?
I have an engineering background and I actually work in product marketing now. So I took a lot of statistics when I was in college.
Okay.
This makes sense. Okay. So Raiders playoffs. What's the coin say?
So the coin says the Raiders are making the playoffs. They're going to be the 7th seed.
Whoa. Okay. Love
this
it. Love
insane.
It.
Insane. Okay. All right. Go. You want to
Chargers, Bengals?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay. So LA is doing the old fly across the country for the early kick. The Bengals, they demand respect after smacking the Steelers. So will Joe Burrow outduel Justin Herbert?
Will Joe Burrow outduel Justin Herbert? The answer to that, yes, he will.
Wow.
Bengals win.
Wow. Hey now. My God, the Bengals.
Which I think makes a little bit of sense. I mean, if you're thinking about it, because when I did this at the beginning of the season, one of the first things that made me shake my head a little bit was the Raiders losing to the Giants. And I mean, I thought, okay, well, that doesn't really seem like
likely.
That doesn't really seem like it. But I mean, then I thought, I look back at it, I mean, the Raiders have been kind of notoriously pretty bad with early East Coast games in the middle of the season the past few years. I think it was 2 years ago where they played the Jets at an early game, which was a game that I actually went to. So I drove down to see that game, and they got, it was not a fun time. It was about 40 degrees out, raining, and Derek Carr was benched at the end of the third quarter. So it was fun though.
This is crazy. All right, I got another game for you. Do you think I should propose in 2022?
I'm not using the coin for my personal decisions yet.
You're going to stick to your guns here.
You're really not going to flip it on that. You really don't know.
I mean, how do you feel? Oh.
I love that.
You know,
just tell her yes.
You know, Evan, okay, I will say this. I mean, if you feel good about it, if you feel good about where you're at and where you think you'll be down the line, go for it.
Okay, so the coin is weighted 80% yes. No, 75% yes. 25% no. Well, are we going to have an upset here?
All right, let's see.
It's flipping.
I love that we just met Evan, and you're asking him
for like huge life
serious
decisions.
Life
decisions. Coin says yes.
Yeah!
The coin says I do.
Let's get some champagne. We're celebrating splitties. Here we go. No, but for real. Ravens Steelers. Okay. So we don't really need to get into it too much because Steelers, the Big Ben, they're in big trouble here. The Ravens, they're kind of getting back on track. Where are we at?
And the Steelers will continue to be in big trouble. Ravens win.
Oh my God. It's so much confidence.
I know. I like it.
Just this is so much.
This is great. How about Erica threw one personal question? I have another one. Should I keep cutting my own hair with kitchen scissors in random hotel rooms across America? I haven't had time to get a haircut.
Okay, but we need to need to weight the coin. So how many times have you cut your own hair with scissors in hotel rooms?
I've done it at my house too. It's multiple times a week at this point.
Multiple times a week.
And I'm doing it in like, I don't even have a mirror really to look at the back. I mean, it makes such a disaster. So I have to curl it.
You got a face for audio, buddy.
Let's go. We're going to weight it. I don't know, 65% no?
65% no. Okay. Da-da-da-da. The coin.
I think you should stop doing that.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, the coin said it. My husband said to stop doing it. Yeah. My friends have told me to stop doing it, and now the coin. So that's all I need.
If that was the nail in the coffin, I'm glad I could help.
That was it. Okay. Perfect. Oh, I don't know. Actually, I need your help with this one. Monday Night Football.
Oh my God, Evan,
Patriots,
do the right thing here.
Bills,
coin man.
Divisional showdown in Buffalo. It's the game of the week. The Bills Thanksgiving, a raging success until, you know, they found out their all pro corner, Trey White, was lost for the season. Mm-hmm. That was terrible news for them. Bill Belichick, though, he's been in the lab programming Mac Jones to attack Sean McDermott and everyone that comes in his way. So will the Patriots make it a lucky number seven
in a row? I'm sweating. I'm anxious. I'm nervous.
Producer Aaron is a Bills fan.
And I'm a Pats fan.
Want to let you know.
All right, let's see. And Evan, remember, I was the first one to reach out to you. I'm not trying to sway probability here, but I'm just saying.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
And we'll see. Bills win. Bills Mafia.
No!
Bills win!
No! Oh my God, I'm going to have to, I switch my pick.
No!
I picked the Patriots.
What about when they rematch? What about the second time around? Do we get, the Pats get one of them? One game out of the two?
No, they do not.
Whoa, sweet. Oh my God. Aaron is so excited. He's out of his seat right now. So is Erica, having the exact opposite reaction. It's okay. I feel like you're going to vomit, buddy.
Okay.
One thing I will say is that with this coin prediction that I did, the Raiders have been the only team that have made it this far having a perfect record. I think the other team that made it almost to this point were the Lions, and that was only because they have lost every game up to that point. The coin predicted the Lions would get their first win against the Eagles, as a matter of fact, but then they got their first non-loss against the Steelers the next week after that. Anyway, so the point that I was trying to make is even with that, or the Bills sweeping the Patriots, the coin says the Patriots are still making the playoffs as well.
Okay. Dude, okay. I can live with that.
This coin's crazy.
This coin is wild.
Okay. You got another one?
Yep. Evan,
Do you think Colleen and I should continue doing this podcast?
Whoa,
what does the coin say?
Huge question.
So yeah. What happens if it's no? Is it just going to go like shut down?
Yeah, we're not even going to post this episode. No one will
ever
even hear it. We're just going to cancel it.
Well, then I'm not going to get out there. So what do I? How do we want to wait this?
Okay. You know what? You're right. We will post this one and then we'll be done.
Yes. All right. So wait, what are we waiting? I feel like there's a good chance. Okay. So, you know,
can we wait at 50-50?
Yeah. Wait at 50-50.
All right, let's see. Survey says.
Oh God.
Survey says, keep going.
Yo! Yes.
I was going to double high five. Wow. This coin is so great. Oh my God. So product management, are you going to start selling a physical coin that can solve the world's problems?
Well, I'll bring it up with the company that I work for. I mean, it's not necessarily the same product line, but I don't know, maybe a side hustle.
So Evan, where can Splitties, fans of the show, find you? Are you just strictly Reddit? You like to stay behind the scenes? Do you have an Instagram? Do you have a Twitter? Like, we are Evan fans now. How do
Evan
we
stay?
Yeah, you can find me. I mean, like you were saying earlier, you can find me at Pong is Lame on Reddit. I mean, that's probably, those coin posts are probably going to be the biggest, most interesting things that you will Pong is Lame on Reddit.
Pretty
is,
damn interesting, if you ask me. Evan.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe if there's enough interest, the coin will make a Twitter profile in the coming weeks.
Oh my God, I can't believe you haven't yet. You have to. If the Raiders win again and you are correct, you go 12 for 12. I mean, you got to blow this thing out, buddy.
When that happens.
Exactly. When it happens. I actually picked the Raiders this week.
You guys will be the first to know.
Yes. Oh my God. Pong, you're a real pal for doing this. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we get to continue doing the podcast.
Yeah, that was a
huge
relief.
News for us. I know also give some love to the Raiders fans out there, because Raiders fans for some reason think that I hate them because I haven't picked them a lot this season, but I picked them this week and it's because of you, buddy.
Yep. Got to give a shout out to Raider Nation. They've been through a lot this season, I know, and it hasn't been easy, but I think this past week, the win against the Cowboys was really, really big momentum builder, and hopefully we'll be able to continue that. And well, I mean, there's no hope that we'll be able to continue it, because we're going to go 10-7. We're going to make the playoffs. So
there you go.
It is decided.
Yeah. Yes.
Evan, thank you again so much for coming through. Good luck this week. All right.
Thank you guys. And I appreciate you both having me on. It's been a great time.
Awesome.
Pong is in the building and now he's out of the building, and that coin is running the show. I love it.
All right, you guys, you know what time it is. Time for that split end of the week.
Ooh.
Ooh. When those drums come in, it can only mean one thing.
One thing.
It's time for the split end of the week. Hit me with the saxophone.
I just love it. I love it so much.
This is my saxophone.
That's cool. Cool.
That's good. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right?
Okay.
You like that? All right. So, Colleen, I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, you're known for your music takes, you know, Marilyn Manson and that kind of stuff.
That's your music take.
That's not my choice, but that is objectively funny to play that in a packed bar. Especially when there were a lot of college girls that were like, what is this? They were so mad. It was the best night of my life. Okay. So, according to Brooke Pryor on Twitter, Mike Tomlin was asked about, so let me break this down for you. So,
okay.
Chase Claypool made a suggestion that the Steelers should play music and make practice more fun, right?
Oh.
And so they asked Mike Tomlin about that. And
that's
this
not
is what
go
he
over
had
well.
To say. Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is appropriate.
Boom.
Mic drop.
That it is. That's a total mic drop,
right?
That's a Mike Tomlin drop. Tomlin is so sassy, and I absolutely love it. He's 100% right. There is no time right now to be listening and worrying about music in practice.
Are you out of your mind?
Right now.
Of course they are, but do you think not playing music, all of a sudden they're going to be like, oh yeah, I better not put on this Jay-Z because it's going to make me have too much fun? No, practice. You've been at plenty of training camps.
I know, I do love
plenty
music
of practices. Nothing gets me more in the zone than a nice pump-up jam.
Well, maybe they should be playing music during the games because it's not working. Whatever they're doing right now is not working. So
yeah,
they need to start zagging.
I agree. Okay, so you're, you know, no fun camp, and I'm at the fun camp. Splitties, let us know what you think.
That's a wrap for us, guys. Hey, we have an Instagram and a Twitter now.
And
I should
Twitter.
Follow.
You don't?
I think I do.
You
I think
better.
I just like allowed you to send me direct messages.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So at the Split Ends Pod, make sure you follow, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, tell all your friends about your favorite podcast and your parents too, because I am big in the mom demographic.
Ah, nice.
Love me.
Moms. Yeah, we've got the mom audience on lock.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, what do you think? Should we...
Hey, what kind of ice cream you like? Banana.
Split. Later.